There's some things, and I'm about to correct them. There are some things I taught was wrong. I'm finna give you one now. There are some things I taught you was wrong. And I asked the Lord to forgive me because I didn't know any better. And I'm asking you to forgive me. But I'm finna correct this one. I'm finna correct it. Because what I did, now listen to me real good. I want you to listen to me real good. What I did, what I used to do, and he talked to me about this, but I'm just going to tell you this part. What I did, I used to hear and just pick up this because somebody else preached it. I'll grab it up and preach it too. But you know what I'll start doing? I'm gonna check it out with the scripture. I don't care how famous their name is. If they are not scripture, I'm not gonna be teaching. Because Jesus is first and foremost in my life. He said, Jimmy, you never submit yourself to a man to follow him over me. So I want you to listen to these scriptures. And do yourself a favor, as I tell you, and you go check it out for yourself. Jesus, listen to these words coming out of my mouth. Jesus never prayed for the sick to be healed. But I taught you that, I indicated that, because that's what I was told. He never did it. He never prayed for the sick to be healed. He never talked to God about healing the sick. I know you're looking at me now. But you check it out. I'm going to give you some scripture, but you go check it out for yourself. Luke 13, 12. Turn there. You don't pray for people you'd like you somebody sick, you don't start praying, Lord, now you say in your word that you do this and this and that. No, you don't do that. He told you, I'm going to give you another one. I'll give you several here. Okay? Because this was, when I saw this, I was, boy, you know, Lord, I sure been wrong, haven't I? I got you thinking now, though. That's what I want you to do. All right. Am I right? No, I'm in Luke. No wonder it ain't looking right. Thank you, Jesus. Have you found Luke? Go ahead and put Luke up. I need that. Luke 13, 12. I need that. I need them to see this, but I got another one I didn't put down so I can give it to them. There you go. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Luke, what is up there? Luke 13, 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And said, God, I pray you heal this woman. She's been suffering so long. You know all the sleepless nights she had, all the stuff she's been through. God, will you heal her today and relieve her of her pain? If that's what's up there. Now, what in the world am I doing praying at then? And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou loosed from thine infirmity. Go to the next verse. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So what did he do? He gave the command of faith. Told that devil, get off of her. Go to Mark 9:25. Go to Mark Gospel 9:25. All right, here we go. When Jesus, remember that this story, this man had a son that was a lunatic. Sometimes it was this spirit that was on him would throw him in the water, try to throw him in the water to drown him. Sometimes try to put him in the fire to burn him up. And his disciples, Jesus was up in the mountain of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. The other nine disciples, the man brought his child to them, and he said, I brought him to your disciple, and they couldn't heal him. And then the man said, Lord, if you can do anything, do what? Have compassion on and help us. Jesus said, no, if thou canst believe that all things are possible. And the man said to Jesus, Lord, I believe. But do what? Help my unbelief. And look at verse 25. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he said, God, this spirit done been on this man, this child, you know that ain't right. I pray you will do something right now and help this man out. That's the kind of praying we've been doing. He rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, that means I commanded you, come out of him and enter no more into him. Remember, he said, if it has a name, you can talk to it. Remember, I just showed you, he said, if it has a name, Jimmy, you talk to it. Because you in charge. If it has a name, you talk to it. You in charge. You don't have to have no rep behind your name. Bunch of them got the rep, need to go somewhere and rep away. Bring all this confusion to people. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Hallelujah. And listen to this. And Jesus called, this is Matthew Gospel. You can put this up, Matthew 10:1. And when Jesus had called unto him the 12 disciples, I want you to listen now, and gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, healed all manner of sickness. Notice all manner of sickness. How much? All manner of sickness. And all manner of disease. All kind of sickness and all kind of diseases. Disease, right? He named all the 12 apostles, and we skip down to verse 5. Then these 12 Jesus sent forth, what did Jesus do? These 12 Jesus sent forth and command them, he did not suggest to them, but did what? Command them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentile, into the city of the Samaritan, enter ye not, but go ye rather to where? The lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, do what? Preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have you received, freely give. You notice he didn't say one thing about praying for the sick. Are you seeing this today?